This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of our favorite football team that dresses in green, the ultimate Eagles insider and my good friend Dave Spadaro joins us. Spuds, how are you and your family holding up, my friend?
Doing okay, Ricky. Thank you for asking. I hope you are doing as well, doing okay, and everyone out there staying safe and social distancing and doing your part and looking forward. It was encouraging to hear President Trump say today that he expects the NFL season to begin on time. I mean, that is nice to hear. It's hopeful.
Yes, and any glimmer of hope right now, as I mentioned, any glimmer of hope right now is something that we can cling to because, you know, we're living in unprecedented times here, Dave, and just to hear that the president had this conference call with the commissioners of the major sports leagues, you know, all the way down to golf, and even Vince McMahon was on the call, just to know that the conversation is being had, that in itself, to me, is progress.
Yeah, and it's also a reminder, not that Philadelphia needs this reminder, but just how vital sports is to our well-being, to our community, the way it brings families and friends together, and it gives everybody an opportunity to kind of go out into the world of entertainment and have good thoughts and fun thoughts, feel competition. And at the end of the day, you know, winning and losing doesn't change people's lives necessarily, but it sure does bring an afternoon of competitiveness and a little bit of, you know, fun to some who work all week and wait for that Sunday game. So I mean, the NFL is continuing to move forward in different times, of course, but hopefully we'll get back to it. And in September, we'll be as close to normal, as close to back to where we were as we possibly can be.
From your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Yeah,
I was reading on the Fantastic Eagles app, okay, some of the conversations that you, being the ultimate Eagles insider, have had with some of the players lately and how they're dealing with this situation. And you got to know Darius Slay pretty well. Tell us about our new quarterback.
So what I do is I try to do a little different interview with him, and I know he's answered all the questions. I know he's got a lot of personality, so I wanted to go through just a bunch of different things. For example, his wife played basketball in college. And I asked him, if you guys played one-on-one now, what would happen? He said, I would destroy her. I would take no mercy on her. And it was just, he's a really engaging, fun personality, loves the game. I really think Philadelphia is going to enjoy Darius Slay. Obviously, we need him to be an excellent cornerback, but I think he'll really thrive in the culture of Philadelphia. Sports means so much to people here, and it's a winning culture, and I think that's going to play a big part in him and his demeanor and his approach at the age of 29, coming to a team with Super Bowl aspirations after only playing in the postseason twice in 7 years in Detroit.
And it seems, Dave, that he wanted to be here as bad as we wanted him to be here.
Yeah, I agree. I think, look, I mean, we're seeing it in Jacksonville with Yannick, and he's making a big deal about wanting to come to Philadelphia, although I think that's really a long shot, a big-time long shot for many reasons. But Philadelphia is a good destination. And I'll tell you, I've said this before, players really do appreciate the fans. And while the fans get pissed off if things don't go well, you know, that's great. And we have to realize that in a lot of cities when things don't go well, fans leave and they don't show up and they get apathetic. And fans in Philadelphia never get apathetic. They just get angry when things don't go well, and players are aware of that, and they appreciate it, and they recognize that Philadelphia is a great sports city, and certainly in the game of football, with the reputation that the Eagles organization has as a winning organization that treats its players well, great facilities, the fans are also a big part of that success and that message to the rest of the players in the league.
Now, you had recently a conversation with a guy that has always been intriguing to me, that I've always had a good relationship with over the years, whether he was here with the Eagles or even in his days in Washington and Tampa and now on the return. But today I want to get into the head, and you had the opportunity to get into the mind of today's DeSean Jackson. Just how how different is he really? He's maturing before our very eyes, I hope, Dave.
Yeah, and I saw it last year. He was different from the time Chip Kelly dismissed him. What a bad day in Philadelphia that was, and a bad time for me to spin it. But from that day to now, DeSean's got three kids. They're growing up. He's grown up. He wants to win. And so he came back with so much excitement. We saw what happened against the Redskins in the opener last year. And for the season to go completely off the rails after that, crushing disappointment for DeSean. So, for many reasons, we all want the season to get rolling. But I don't think there's anybody out there who wants to have this 2020 season play out in its entirety more than number 10. He wants to come back, show people that he's still got it, that he can stay healthy, and that he can be that explosive element that the Eagles need in the passing game. So he is healthy. Whenever they start football again, he'll be there. He'll have great energy and optimism and enthusiasm. And, we'll just see when it begins and what the Eagles can get out of him in 2020, how long he can stay healthy, because we sure do see the difference he makes when he's on the football field.
Is there plenty of gas in the tank still with DeSean?
I think so, but I think you also go into it, understanding the history from an injury standpoint on DeSean Jackson, and you don't put all your eggs in that basket in terms of speed and explosiveness. And the Eagles, they thought that Nelson Agholor would be more explosive than he was last year. He wasn't. DeSean leaving after the first week, getting hurt in the Atlanta game, that was devastating to the offense. So I do expect wide receiver to be addressed at some point very significantly, but certainly DeSean comes back as a starter and as one of the very best explosive deep play element receivers in the NFL. Now, how many games he's going to play, that is a question that you ask every year of a player like that, but you certainly do expect DeSean to be back and to be a big part of things.
Is Rodney McLeod and/or Mills ready to take over the leadership role and just the key piece in the defense left behind by Malcolm?
Yeah, I think Rodney is. I think that Malcolm is a tremendously respected guy on the field, in the locker room, in the community. Everything he did was spot on. One of the most intelligent, has-it-together players that I've ever dealt with, and I told him that after he left, and we always had a really good relationship. On the field as a football player, you'll see Jalen Mills in that role. You'll see Will Parks in that role. We'll see if they draft somebody at the safety position. Rodney McLeod comes back as the veteran of a remade secondary, the elder statesman. He's always been good with the media, good perspective. I don't think there'll be a drop-off. I always believe that when players leave, it gives somebody else an opportunity to step up and to assume a more, prominent role with the media and with their teammates. So I think at this defense, look, Darius Slay is a veteran. Jalen's been around now. This will be his fifth year. Rodney's been here since 2016. I think the defensive line with Fletcher and Brandon Graham, I don't really anticipate any problems with leadership. That's not an issue. The issue will be, Malcolm, his game transformed over the years. Versatility became his calling card, his strength. More of a linebacker than a safety. The Eagles don't throw a lot of resources at that linebacker position. So they need to find Jalen Mills or Will Parks or whoever it is needs to find that production in that quasi linebacker role.
We're talking to Dave Spadaro, the ultimate Eagles insider, who's obviously Had the opportunity to speak to some of the new additions and some of the guys that have come back and is getting a feel for the beginnings of what this 2020, hopefully, God willing, 2020-2021 Eagle season will be all about. You know, Javon Hargrave is a guy that really intrigues me. Coming from the Steelers, and I think this system fits him absolutely to a glove.
I mean, I'll tell you, you know, before we left and since then, I've talked to people all the time. And I can't tell you how excited the Eagles are to bring in Javon Hargrave, somebody who they think can help collapse the interior of offensive lines. You know, we always think of the great pass rush coming off the edge. And I think the idea here is to collapse from the inside and then not allow the quarterback to step up and then mix up a lot of matchups on the outside and put Malik Jackson out there at times and Brandon Graham and some of the young guys and Derek Barnett. And so Javon Hargrave, I mean, the Eagles used a staggering 8 defensive tackles last year, and they were still 4th in the league against the run. Now, they were bad in pass coverage. Way too many big plays down the field. Too many 40-yard plays. Too many touchdown plays. Too many X plays. So you hope that with Slay on the back end, you redo the safeties, you can run a little bit. Will Parks can run a little bit better than Malcolm Jenkins. You hopefully have increased your coverage. And then up front, you absolutely dominate with Fletcher, with Malik, with Javon, with Hassan Ridgeway, with Anthony Rush as a very good 5th defensive tackle, and a good young group that you hope develops. They need more at defensive end. They need some of these young players, Josh Sweat, Deshaun Hall, you know, Sharif Miller. Those guys need to step up and help Brandon Graham and help Derek Barnett. But inside, I think this defensive tackle group will be as good as any, if not the best, the very best in the NFL.
On the offensive side, Dave, we saw, obviously, Miles Sanders have a breakout rookie season. What's his ceiling, in your opinion? How much better can Boobie Sanders get in year 2 and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I would – my suspicion with Miles is that he's really working hard. You always want that big jump from year 1 to year 2, but you also wonder, hey, does a kid who has success in his first year think that he's going to be able to take it easy in the offseason and come back? It doesn't work that way. But I think Miles really gets the game. I think he can be a LeSean McCoy. I mean, I think he can be somebody who can catch the football out of the backfield, can break ankles in the open field, can pass block, can be a durable player. I think the Eagles certainly will add running backs, but I think Miles is a very good piece. The Eagles are Eagles fans. The Eagles are going to add to the offense. Okay, do not panic about this offense. They will put, by the end of the draft, you will see an offense, whether it's by acquiring veterans or drafting kids, and you'll go, wow, on paper, this looks absolutely great. And Miles Sanders will be a huge part of that. The Eagles could not be happier with the way he produced in year 1, the way he picked up the game, the way he worked, the way he was durable, the way he played through pain. Miles Sanders has everything you want in a running back. The Eagles have had a long – since I've been covering the Eagles, Ricky, since the 80s. I mean, you think about way back when it was – there were some struggling years with Buddy Ryan early. But, you know, when you think back to, my gosh, Ricky Waters and then Deuce Staley and then Brian Westbrook and then LeSean McCoy, a little here and there under the Chip Kelly times, you know, tough times, running back by committee to win a Super Bowl. But Miles Sanders is the next great Eagles running back.
Speaking of the draft – this is going to be obviously a unique situation. Do you have any idea, Dave, what the war room will look like? You know, the gatherings of 10 or more. You know, who are the 10 guys? How are they going to go about this?
I don't think the NFL's given a direction on that definitively. Mm-hmm. It could be that you have a very small group in the Eagles draft room at the NovaCare Complex. It could be that everybody is remote and you're working on conference calls and you're working with Zoom conferencing and you're setting up, you know, very specific IDs that are extremely secure so that nobody's hacking into your system. So the Eagles have to prepare for all of that. They are preparing for all of those options with the Eagles IT department in the various homes of Jeffrey and with Andy Weidel, with Howie Roseman, with Doug Peterson, et cetera, with the cap people. So, I don't think there'll be a group of 10 or more, but there could be a very small select group at the NovaCare Complex. It just we don't know yet. We are still a couple of weeks away here, and the decision has not been made by the league.
To wrap it up, Dave, Jeffrey Lurie putting his money where his mouth is again. A tremendous gesture, a tremendous donation. Jeffrey Lurie continually just steps up to the plate in time of need. He's there.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jeffrey is an incredible man. He's a very empathetic man. He's a very socially conscious man. He is extremely dedicated to his family, to the people around him, to his community. Philadelphia is his home, and he's proud to be a Philadelphian, and he's always been extremely grateful for the reception the fans have given him and the interest and certainly the love that Eagles fans have for his football team. And certainly he, like every one of us, wants the cure for the coronavirus to get here as soon as it possibly can. So his donation, just a symbol again of what a man he is, what a generous man he is, what a thoughtful guy he is. And, you know, certainly the latest in a long line of very, community-oriented and people-oriented moves that Jeffrey has made over the years. And, you know, look, I mean, I know Eagles fans love the team, and I know Eagles fans love what Jeffrey has done. I mean, I really can't add to it other than to say that it makes me very proud to be a member of the organization to work for Jeffrey Lurie.
And I think you can speak on behalf of everyone at the organization, as can I, that everyone is just very, very proud of all the first responders and everyone that's out here doing the God's work in time of need.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you, Ricky, how – I mean, I'm glued to the news. I'm reading everything I can. I've got a son who lives away from me out in Oregon, and I'm checking every day. And so my daughter's here from Utah. So, I mean, look, I'm just like everybody else. We're all in this together, and, you know, we all want to do our part and be smart about things. And this requires patience and great sacrifice and just, you know, keep praying that we're going to get there sooner rather than later and that we all get out of here as healthy as we possibly can and get back to doing the things that we love to do and get back to being an America that is just the greatest place on earth to live. And we can get back to enjoying Eagles football in September.
Dave, keep doing what you're doing, my friend, and we will keep in touch with you as the draft gets closer and closer.
Anytime, Ricky. Thank you so much. Have a great show the rest of the night. Be safe.
All right. That's our man, Dave Spadaro, the ultimate Eagles insider, with a little up close. On these some of these new members of the Philadelphia Eagles, it's great to know that these guys are as happy to be here as we are happy to have them here, because that has not always been the case.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.